You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go! This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hey, welcome to Share Funny. Can you please do us a great big favor? Which, by the way, I have never used the word solid as a synonym for favor, and I'm pretty proud of that. I've never done that. It's mainly because I don't understand why you would say solid instead of do me a solid. You would do me an adjective. Why do they say solid? Where does that come from?
I don't know. Do me a solid.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, Alexis? It sounds very like city speak. Doing me a solid.
Nope.
All right. Anyway, do us a solid. And go to our YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and then just search Ace TJ TV, you'll find it. Subscribe to it. You don't even have to like it. I mean, if you click the little like button, that's fine. But you can actually not like the content and still click like because you know we're good people. I know I today have screwed over Mr. Todd, the video guy. Because after being reminded several times to say to the peoples, go look at our YouTube channel and watch the live stream, I still neglected to do so. And I have no one to blame but myself. I am an ass.
Yes, you are.
But he called me out by name in a group email yesterday, Todd. Calling me out. TJ said he was going to promote it, and then he didn't.
Did he?
Yeah.
I love that.
Go back to that thread. Hold on.
TJ's not carrying his weight.
Mm-mm.
That takes some nuts. I like that.
Let's see.
TJ's.
I can't find it now. But, yeah, I said, because he's a dumbass. Fire his ass. Something like that.
Yeah.
And I meant it.
You're fired.
Fire me. I don't deserve it. But, anyway, please do that. You can watch all of our stuff streaming. Dreaming. Streaming and dreaming. That's what we're doing. Shut up, Riggins. Gutter mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All jokes aside, please do it.
Yeah. And now that we're on the Share Funny, which is sponsored by The Closet Niche, I can explain, Alexis, what I was saying during the regular old show that you didn't catch, or you thought I was making some sort of a joke at your expense. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yep.
Remember that part?
Yeah, I remember.
Because we were talking about beer. And I asked, do you like bottle beer or do you prefer it in the can? And you said can, right?
Yeah.
You prefer it in the can.
It's like in the bathroom?
No.
I still don't get it.
Sweet innocent child.
Hmm. A lot of people call, like old school people call butt a can.
Ew.
It's just sitting around on your can all day.
That's so dumb.
You admitted it. I didn't say.
Well, I didn't know that's what you were talking about.
Sure.
I'm not an old person.
Sure. Like there's anything sexual you don't know.
Well, please. Cans to me are usually like boobs.
Yeah.
cans.
She's got great cans.
Yeah, or your bathroom.
Nice set of cans on that animal.
That was like in the 70s.
Using the can. Yeah. Using the can.
And you know, headphones are called cans. Mm-hmm. Do you know that in the broadcast business? Cheesy DJs call them cans. Yeah. I've never called them cans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call them, I call them headphones. That's what I call them. That's just me, though.
But don't you have earbuds in?
Mm-hmm. These aren't cans.
They wouldn't be headphones.
The ones that go over the ears. Yeah, those are cans.
Like the kind of Adam wears?
Yeah, Adam wears cans. Rob, you wear cans when you're playing your little video games, don't you?
Yup.
Yeah.
Cans.
And he also likes it in the can.
Ew.
Love it in the can.
He prefers it to bottles.
That's disgusting.
Don't you say it's disgusting. So the closet niche, you need to get your life in order. Get it organized. Then you get in touch with the closet niche. They can come in with their custom shelving and their custom draws, the draws for your draws. They'll get everything organized. Whether it's in your closet or in your garage or your office, laundry rooms, whatever. You need to get your life organized with some really cool customized cabinets. It's the closet niche. They have the best price guarantee, quick turnaround. You want it. You decide what you want. You pick out all of the things, like the, you know, the colors and all of that, and the design that you want. And you say, "Let's do it." They can most of the time get it turned around, get it completed in 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, sometimes even one day. That's how good they are at the closet niche. Go to acetj.com/closet to check them out. acetj.com/closet. With the closet niche. It's always cool. Always cool. Ace, we were just talking about at the end of the regular old show about door dashing and food delivery services and stuff, and you complain that your wife does it too much.
Yes.
Is DoorDash the only one that y'all use, or y'all use Uber Eats and all of that?
No.
All those other ones. It's always DoorDash. It's
always DoorDash, I believe.
Mm-hmm. No, never Jerry Wayne's delivery, food delivery.
No.
Jerry Wayne.
No.
It's typically just Jerry DoorDash. Wayne Eats.
But what is the...
I don't know if I've ever
what is the her to your ratio of getting food delivered? Like, how often does she do it compared to how often you do it?
Well, sometimes it's just like having dinner or lunch delivered. But things like she'll say, "Hey, are you going to be home for lunch today?" And I say, "I'll be home about 1:00. She goes, "Me too. I'll have some food." And then I'll get home and we will have DoorDash.
I'll have some food.
You know, or... Yeah, that kind of thing. So she uses it much more often than I do.
I know, because you've used it several times in here for breakfast and stuff like that. And how much does that cost? I don't know. I don't even have the app, I don't think.
It's usually like about $5 extra.
Oh.
Isn't that right? Yeah. It's like the DoorDash delivery fee is like $2.75, and then you have a tip.
Maybe the delivery fee, but every item is more expensive when you order through the app.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was talking about the DoorDash part itself.
But if you were to go to a place, like let's say it's Chick-fil-A, and you were to order a $10 meal, it's $25 on DoorDash.
No way.
Oh, probably. Yeah. I don't know that it's that much. That seems like
how much you tip? How much do you tip the driver?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you got tip, taxes, the surcharge fees, the delivery charge, and then something else.
You could easily double it.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Lot, that's why I deleted it off my app, because by the time I would do like the subtotal, I'm like, 48. I'm paying $48 for like 2 things. I'm not doing it.
So what's more expensive, to have lunch DoorDashed from, say, Chick-fil-A, like you use as an example, or to have which one of the services delivers groceries?
Instacart.
Instacart. Which one's cheaper?
Probably Instacart.
I don't know. We don't really use Instacart.
It's the same thing, though. Every, you know, a lemon... Yeah. If you go to the store, it's 99 cents. On Instacart, it's $1.30.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Are they already charging for the upcharges in the item itself?
And the item itself. So then you get the delivery charge, the service fee, and then you tip the driver.
Phew.
Oh, wow.
They tack them on everywhere.
Tipping myself.
Man.
And in addition to the food just being more expensive in general right now.
So if she said, "You're going to be home for lunch."
Yeah.
Then you could just say, you want me to pick up something? And then you would bring it home when you come home for lunch.
Yeah. Or we could just make something at home.
Yeah. How often do y'all cook?
Regularly. The majority of the time. Majority of dinners are at home. Are cooked at home, yeah.
And
we go out on Wednesdays. We go out to eat. Yeah, we go out to eat on Wednesdays because that's music bingo.
Mm-hmm.
She likes music bingo. And then usually we'll go out to eat on Friday. And then what do we do?
And then Sunday, and then Monday, and then Tuesday.
No, so Sunday, Sunday we had she made breakfast before we went to church, and so we didn't go out to eat after church because we'd already eaten. So,
how many times a week as a family, whether it's you or her or either, do y'all get the food delivery?
I'd have to go back and look because I don't know. Because our schedules are so different sometimes during the day, I don't know what happens or doesn't happen. I have to look it all up. But probably two, maybe three. It's been more, though. There have been times it's been more, especially during the first.
I can see how you could get into the routine of that.
Yeah.
How convenient that would
especially be. During the first trimester when she was so mm-hmm. sick all the time.
Yeah.
Because if I was gone at all and she wanted something, she would DoorDash lunch, go downstairs, get it, and go right back to bed and eat it.
Yeah. How are her grades this trimester?
They're good. They're pretty solid so far. So, yeah. So,
it's so probably she's on trimester break.
Two to three times.
Both of y'all eat in the bed?
Not normally, but we will. If you have like a Saturday morning before we go to the gym, she'll go down and make like the little bagel sandwiches and bring them up.
But Ace is always talking about liking to eat in the bed.
Don't you like worry about crumbs being in your butt or your toes?
No.
You got crumbs in your butt.
How do you
I'm not a total slob.
I eat with my ass.
Oh, don't eat in the bed. I'm going to get crumbs in my butt.
I have a plate and a napkin, and then once you get up, you kind of, if anything's spilled, you wipe it out or whatever.
It's one of her biggest fears.
Yeah.
You need to brush up on your table manners, I think.
I get a little messy sometimes.
Crumbs in your
Have you ever eaten a croissant? It gets really flaky.
Oh, I got a croissant in my butt.
Yeah, I've eaten a croissant.
But that's like one of those deals where it's just like real food people would just cringe. Like whenever I say that I prefer canned biscuits to homemade biscuits, and people are like, what? But I do because I like the softer bread. I'm the same way with a croissant. I'd much rather have those Pillsbury ones that are real doughy rather
fantastic.
Than the flaky ones.
Yep.
Make little turkey sandwiches out of them.
You can't put a pig in a blanket that's flaking.
No.
Hell no. Flaky ass blanket.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Flaky ass weenie dog.
So comes in your ass.
So, Riggins, do you think that the food deliveries services are here to stay, or less people using them now because they've gotten so expensive?
I think it's maybe both. I think they'll probably be around, but I don't know. I keep reading articles like how Gen Z and millennials are looking to cook more at home, and every food, you know, those Blue Apron, Fresh Chef, every one of their commercials says, delivery services are on the out. This is what's in cooking at home. But I've found those things to be pretty underwhelming.
Well, and then I saw there's one that says zero chef skills required, or when I don't feel like cooking. Well, you still got to chop up all this. They measured it out for you and everything, but you still got to chop it and cook it.
That was the thing when I was single and living in an apartment. We had a deal. We did HelloFresh for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it was great. Now, don't get me wrong. The product's great. Everything about it's great. But what I didn't know was when it arrived, you know, you got to prepare a meal. It's like, okay, here are the directions.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought this was all cut up already and ready to go. It's like, damn. So it would take like 30 minutes to prepare the thing. Yeah. But it was, to me, in that case, as just a single guy living, it was great because it was, you know, a better meal than I was going to prepare for myself.
Yeah.
And I just was caught off guard by, oh, wait, I've still got to cut these onions. Mm-hmm. I got to cut these onions up. I got to cut these peppers up. I've got to do this and do that and prepare everything. So that was, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. And then that's the thing is that it's still going to take you 30 minutes to cook it.
Oh yeah.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
And I do think they're great products. I mean, you got to season them up a little bit more if you're used to eating, you know, food that's not bland.
Yeah.
But you know how many people will order that stuff and think, oh, I don't have to know anything about cooking. I can just get this. And then they pull out the first meal and go, what the hell is a shallot?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I got to cut up this whole zucchini.
Shallots are expensive before Bidenflation.
Are they crazy?
Yeah, I've just.
By the way, if you ever want to, if some recipe calls for a shallot or a shallot, and you see how expensive they are, you can always substitute a purple red onion for shallot.
But like when I was doing HelloFresh for that week or whatever it was that I made those meals last, you'd get it out and go, okay, this is going to take like 20 minutes to put together. But it was, you know, it was a better meal than, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Three scoops of peanut butter.
Well, sure.
and a chicken patty. You heard that? You talk about those chicken patties.
Yeah.
That's what I would have had. Like, yeah. You know. No problem. I was just reading the DoorDash. Mm-hmm. They say DoorDash has continued growth potential, but it's not profitable.
So does my penis.
2 years after its 2020 IPO, it says volatility plagues DoorDash. Fluctuation such as now the favorable pandemic tailwind has expired, and now they've got a problem with interest and labor issues, and now they've got problems with the increase in prices for food. Fewer people are using it now, so it's just kind of a...
But yeah, young people are, they're getting recipes online. They're wanting to do it themselves. Yeah.
TikTok.
It's like,
TikTok is the new, like, cooking channel.
Well, there's a...
I cooked two things off TikTok in the past couple of weeks.
There's a YouTube show that people are really freaking out about. It's like the hottest cooking show. And it's for people who don't know how to cook to begin with. And it's just like basic recipes and things. And people just love the guy who does it because he's so funny and cute and adorable and stuff and charming.
Cute, adorable, and funny and charming.
Yeah. It's called the name. Let me look up the name.
Yeah, look up and let me know.
Fend for Yourselves is what the name of it is. And it's a part of the, oh, look at this, part of Ace TJ TV on YouTube. Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, always learning you something on there. I mean, that thing's got, I'm thinking about at least 51 people that follow it.
No way.
And watch it from time to time. Yeah. Not regularly 51, but sometimes it reaches 51 after a show has been up there for about 6 months.
Wow. You got to check it
51
out.
51 views.
At least.
Mm-hmm. It's hot.
It's real hot.
Hot. Okay. Well, so it's, I guess my, what I was going for in the beginning is, y'all would advise that I don't even put the DoorDash app on my phone then, huh?
Yes. Don't do it.
Not worth it.
Okay. I don't even know if they deliver out in the country where I live.
No, they probably charge you $25 extra.
Depends on what you want to tip the driver.
Mm-hmm. Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
There's a story here in the New York Post. I like going into the sex and relationships category of the New York Post because some of it's just so ridiculous. Look at this headline. My boyfriend only says he loves me when we make the sex.
Mm. Yeah.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
No.
No?
No.
Why would that be weird?
Because if you've been together for a long time and y'all love each other, and that's the only time he ever says it.
Well, he's really feeling it in that moment.
Okay, well, I just can't help but believe if you were with a guy long enough that you were in love with him and you told him all the time, and the only time he ever said it was in the throes, you'd be like, what's wrong? Or you'd be like, get out.
Get.
Don't you touch my leftovers. Get out. And then I've been seeing this story going around for a couple of days about this couple. They were all excited. They were on their honeymoon, and they were flying off somewhere foreign, I think. And they did a whole post about how they were looking so forward to this, and they paid a little extra for the next grade up of seats, and that their whole trip got ruined because the woman sitting next to them took off her shoes and her feet were stinking so bad the whole time.
What?
So badly.
What is it with people suddenly believing it's okay to take your shoes off on the plane?
Oh, I take my understand. Shoes off on the plane all the time.
Absolutely not.
But my feet don't stink.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because I want to get comfy.
Stay on the plane.
No, I want to like put my feet up on my plane like and go to sleep.
I not like that. Mm-hmm.
Feet smelling like corn chips.
My feet don't feet smell like corn chips.
What are you putting your feet
like
up
this,
on?
Like this, on the chair, so I can be comfy.
Mm-hmm.
So don't fly with Alexa.
But if it's a international flight, like it took us 14 and a half hours to get from LA to Sydney, Australia, you would figure more people would be taking their shoes off on that flight. But we had already been flying all day by the time we got to that flight. So I would have known not to be taking my shoes off on that. Not that I ever have stinking feet, but just, you know, I wasn't clean, like just out of the shower, that's for sure, because we'd been flying all day.
Well, put hand sanitizer on your foot.
What? Oh.
Had you thought of that?
No. Stupid me. I had never thought of that.
And then take furry socks.
But can people not smell their own feet if it's disturbing the passengers around you? Wouldn't you be able to go, oh, somebody's feet... And then you look and go, well, I'm the only one with my shoes off. I'm going to put my shoes back on.
You should definitely be able to smell your own stink.
Or she doesn't care.
Yeah, probably doesn't care. Probably some kind of foreigner going home.
Don't say that. God, he's the worst. Oh my God.
I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding. Well, unless it's one of those countries where that's a, you know, that's a sign of wealth. You know how some countries still, it's a sign of wealth and prestige to be fat?
Yeah.
Maybe stankfoot countries, you know, like
stankfoot countries?
Yeah, maybe there's some little remote island or country where, you know, they prefer, you know, they think it's a positive thing to have stinky feet.
Yeah, maybe.
The stinkier they are, the more successful you mm-hmm. are as a person.
Yeah.
Gross.
Because, you know, isn't it France that's not so hip on bathing every day? They're not sticklers for it. Don't they say French people stink?
Yes.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Would you rather be next to someone that had stinky feet or stinky armpits?
Feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Feet's a little farther away, it seems.
I'd rather be next to somebody who had just put a turd in the seat.
Then stinky feet?
Than armpits.
Oh, the armpits, I mean.
To me, that's one of the worst. That's one of the sharpest. It's like ammonia and
moldy cheese.
Skunk.
Either smelling Parmesan or onions.
Onions and ammonia mixed together.
Would you be rather...
Is that what you said, Ace? Armpits? You'd rather armpits or feet?
I'd rather be next to somebody who had stinky feet because armpits seem like they're right there all the time. You know what I mean? If you're sitting in the chair, at least feet are farther away. Armpits, I think, A, smell worse, but they just always seem to be like up right here.
And that's why I'm so, so paranoid about my armpits stinking. And whenever I fly, and y'all know this, whenever I fly, I make sure and wear a tank top to keep them aired out.
Right.
What?
Air them out.
Gotta air up my pits, guys.
Yeah, nothing looks better than a guy in a tank top boarding a plane, a commercial flight.
Yeah.
Do they allow it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do because a lot of restaurants won't let guys come in with tank tops.
A restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of restaurants won't let women come in wearing pajama pants, but they let them on a damn plane doing it.
I love wearing pajama pants.
But yeah, they say that their their places, like usually they're beach restaurants or places at the lake or whatnot, because men are, you know, they got hairy armpits and stuff.
And that's going to gross other people out?
It's unsanitary, I guess. I don't know. It grosses me out to see a big fat guy with hairy armpits in a tank top. Yeah.
Just don't look at him.
In a tank top.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Ugh.
Looking like, you know, they could have dreads under their arms.
Ew. Ugh. You could do like a little three little braids.
Oh, gross.
Be like, let me cornrow your armpit hair. Yeah.
You got hairy armpits, Friggins?
No.
No?
But it was after, like, I had that procedure that mm-hmm. it just never really, I mean, I've got hair, but it's not.
But they put that laser on it and it never grew back right or something?
Yeah, not thick. And
that still works where you never sweat under your arms anymore, ever? Does it come out in different places? Like, you have, like, because a lot of times that'll happen when you get liposuction in one area, then the fat goes to another area.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you sweating out of your ears?
Yeah. I did ask that. I said, I'm not going to start sweating out of like the back of my neck or something. He said, no.
Or if you did laser hair removal on your armpits and then it started growing out of your belly button. Yeah. That'd be so weird. Yeah. You got
sweat just pouring out of your belly button all of a sudden. He's like, what is going on?
Yeah, no.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that?
Gosh, maybe eight or nine.
I wish
and you haven't had to use antiperspirant since then.
I get deodorant.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, but you don't have to worry about antiperspirant.
Alexis, did you say you wish they do that to your butt?
No, to my upper lip.
Oh, I was like, you got a sweaty butt.
How did you get upper lip and butt confused, Ross?
She went down in tone, and I couldn't tell what she said.
You could get it on your lip, right? Can't they do it?
Not this specific machine. It only works on underarms, but I know there are other things. Like people with sweaty hands can now have a procedure. Uh-huh. But I don't know if they do one for the upper lip.
I get clammy hands sometimes. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it would take all the sponges in the ocean to get her lip dry. That sweaty ass lip.
I feel like now.
A chamois couldn't wipe that up. I mean, it just.
You put some damn cornstarch up there.
All the sponges in the ocean.
When we went to the live show in Greenville, I kept thinking that every time someone would come say hi, I'm like, they're looking at my upper lip. I know it.
Yeah. They're saying, damn.
Were you sweating that much?
Yeah, I was. I'm always sweating.
That lip's beating up.
They're like, look at her. It's true. Look at that upper lip.
Big old sweat beads.
Yeah, she needed a damn sign on her lip to say, no lifeguard on duty.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
What's up? What's up, Facebook?
What's up?
Rob, that red looks good on you today that you're wearing.
Sorry.
Got a red shirt and a gray little jacket over it.
Thanks.
Let's see.
That's my favorite color combo, red and gray.
Yeah.
You know, until this moment, I did not even know that.
Rob was, didn't
I
know what?
I told you what Rob was wearing today.
I don't even know if I like pant wearing Rob. I think I like short wearing Rob better.
You don't like pant wearing Rob?
No. It's mm-mm.
Did he wear pants on the road trip the other day?
No.
I did.
Yep. Oh, you did?
Yep.
I know he was wearing those khakis yesterday, and I was like, this is just not the Rob that I know. No, he did not pull his thang out. Ew.
Pull his thang out?
I don't know what he does on a road trip.
He could.
He got to take a fan with him. I don't know if he need to air that thing out.
Yeah. Robbing that fan, man.
Well, when we were leaving the hotel room, there was another guy walking in with a fan also. So I was like, all right, well, it's not just Rob.
And Rob still said he was hot in his room. He said he turned
the air.
He
was sweating.
He said the air was on 60 and he had a fan and he was sweating. I was like, what is going on? How is that possible? My room was actually cold. I turned it up a little bit. It was cold.
I really was hoping that once we put all the equipment in the car, there was going to be no room for the fan at all because I wanted to see Rob freak out.
He wouldn't have gone.
That's pretty messed up.
Just trying to get ready to leave. Y'all didn't see this at Riggins and TJ. We're just trying to get ready to leave. We got Rob's fan, and then Rob's like trying to get all his other stuff.
His belt and his emergency belt.
I couldn't find my emergency belt.
Didn't find his emergency belt in his car. It's like, what? Rob, damn. Man, we're just going for one day.
Right.
Less than 24 hours. About 24 hours. You have an emergency belt in your car?
You never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah. Because he has been in that situation where his belt broke.
Then we got back here, and Rob gets out of the car. He got his stuff out. He got his bag out of the back of the car and all that. And then I hear Rob trying to get in his car, and he's going through stuff, and he's going through stuff, and he's going through stuff. And then I hear Rob go, I can't find my key.
Yeah, like freaking out. Like,
and it's one of those, like instantly, the moment he speaks, you realize he's freaking out. And I thought, you got to be.
I was like, you better call TJ.
Like, I was tired. Like, you gotta call me for me.
Go find his keys.
But we found him. They'd follow him out of his backpack.
You were probably still at the hotel.
No, he would. That's what I said at the time. Like, they would already be on the road. This was like 1 o'clock noon. This was about noon.
Oh.
But we found him. They'd fallen out of Rob's book bag, and we're laying in the
I've been there.
Back of the Suburban.
That's not fun.
I died a little inside.
Yeah, he almost had a heart attack. Like, he was holding his back and everything.
Yeah, you could hear it. He
was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
like, dude,
relax. Yeah, it's so one of those where.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, as soon as he spoke, you knew it was full on. There was panic setting in. He was panicking. Oh, God.
Yeah, and don't you have an extra set of keys?
At my house.
Right. So anybody could get to your house and come bring them to you?
Well, yeah, but I also had, like, AirPods on that.
Yeah. On your keychain?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a lot of keys, about as big around as a baseball.
Are you a woman?
I have my AirPods on my keys too.
I'm holding up to the
and
camera.
And my wallet.
If you can see.
I know, but you're a woman.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's got a lot of stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm. So I got the AirPods and then some house keys and then a car key.
He's got a like two carabiners and
the carabiner is more magnetic and it comes apart.
Do you also have a special key to the tampon cabinet?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah,
Mr. Big keychain.
You're like, Rob, let me borrow a tampon.
All those trinkets.
Like Lizzie McGuire.
I wish I would have seen this earlier. Man, it's a big supporter of ours who was at the thing the other night. Eric, he says it's my birthday, so make Share Funny extra funny today. Well, if I would have known that, then we could have tried to have been a little funnier. Because I came in, and I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I just didn't give a damn. You know, at the outset, I'm like, if I would have known it was Eric's birthday, then I would have maybe put a little effort into it.
Well, you don't get on a Tuesday, Eric.
Put a little oomph into it.
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eric has a nice family. You ever look at somebody's picture, like on Facebook? I don't know, Eric. I know he listens all the time. But you look and go like, wow, that's a nice looking family. Like, they look like they're just nice people.
They look pretty shitty to me.
Like, he and his wife look like they've raised two really nice kids. They're just like nice people. Like,
you're such a jerk.
I am devil worshiper.
Hell yeah. I don't trust him. Look at him with that mountain view in the background. Oh, that's just a family of devils right there is what that is. No kidding, of course. Happy birthday, Eric. In Trent Woods, North Carolina.
And then Samantha just asked, how do you get your AirPods on your keychain? Mine must be old.
No, yeah, I had to buy a case.
It's a separate case you have to buy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
And effing nerd.
But I think.
I like him.
That's how hippie Samantha. I'm sure she wants all kinds of trinkets hanging from her keychain too.
Samantha's lit, you know, and dope.
Little mini incense.
She's lit and pop, dope.
Mm-hmm. Is that the pops open.
Yeah.
Shit.
And you don't. I can't see the monitor what your keys look like. Can you bring them in here for a second, Rob, please, so I can see? Because
but Alexis has her wallet,
yeah,
right,
in her car, and like, and
look, I don't know.
And so does that hook onto your belt, Rob? No, because a lot of times you're not even wearing belt loops. You're wearing workout pants. What do you do with it? How do you put that in your pocket?
Yeah, or in my book bag, which is the problem I have. Different.
Yeah, you put it in your book bag, and then it becomes a purse. Wow. So is all of that necessary, though?
I mean, it's house keys, AirPods, and...
Why you got to have your AirPods on there?
So I don't forget them.
Oh.
I've lost them before.
Right, you mean Saturday?
Yeah, like literally the other day. There you go. That's the keys right there.
Yeah.
That's boring.
Yeah, because they're keys. They're not supposed to be a fashion accessory.
My daughter has Nas on hers. Not Nas, Mace.
Where are my keys?
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
She got Nas Come on hers.
Yeah. Woo! Does she got mace on there?
Yeah.
Good for her.
I need some mace.
She's got cayenne spray.
Yeah.
You know that's cayenne pepper in pepper
is
spray?
Is it? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to walk around with a little shaker of cayenne pepper. Then.
You got a sledgehammer in the car, a damn mace on the keychain, and then some other weapon on you. Or your machete.
I have a knife.
Yeah, and your knife.
Yeah. Oh, now I have another weapon. I have a new baseball bat that's right next to my bed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for beating up strangers or for other things?
Could be for both.
Yeah.
Is it a full-size baseball bat or is it like a T-ball bat that you can handle easier?
I think it's a full-size one. It says Slugger on it. What's that mean?
Louisville Slugger?
Yeah, that's what
Slugger.
It says on it.
Hell yeah.
And I've been practicing.
Practicing what?
Knocking someone's head off.
Oh, who's letting you practice on them?
It's just an invisible person.
take it down to the kickboxing class and go, I don't need to kick anything. Just let me whomp on that dummy a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get it?
Jay gave it to me, my friend.
Oh, we can say his name now, Jay?
Jay. Well, that's just an initial. It's fine.
But that's what you call him.
Yeah.
You know what? TJ, those are just initials as well. How about that?
They're letters.
It's one letter. It's fine.
Yeah, we're not serious because I only call him by his first initial.
Right.
I don't even care about him.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Sounds great. So, Alexis, this is the first time you brought food in a while?
Yeah.
Fruit and you got a rice cake. Is that a plain rice cake?
It's a white cheddar.
Oh. Mm-hmm. White privileged cheddar.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, yum. I like white cheddar hanging out with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys are my white cheddar friends.
White cheese.
White cheese.
What's up, white cheese?
Yeah, American white.
American white.
What kind of cheese you like? Yellow or white?
pot.
I don't like a yellow queso, I'll tell you that. I'll eat it, but I don't like it as much as a white
way better.
A white queso.
I feel like white queso is more traditional, authentic.
You feel like that?
Feel
you
like
don't
that.
Know?
I don't know.
Any other time you complain, you're saying that you're Mexican, if somebody asks you about Mexican food, you say, "That's my people."
Yeah, I don't say I'm Mexican and know all of the ins and outs.
Yes, you do. You imply it.
I know more than y'all do.
You el implio it. You don't know more than we do.
Please.
I've been eating Mexican food since before you were born.
I bet I've eaten more of it.
Just because you can be in on the jokes that they're talking about with the customers doesn't mean you know more about the food. Just because you know what they're saying when they're making fun of us.
And they making fun of y'all, trust me.
You and your boyfriend, speak Spanish or English in the home?
English, but this is something different, and I love it. When we're out in public, if we want to talk about something, we can both talk to each other in Spanish now, and I never had the ability to do that before.
Is his Spanish better than yours?
He would say possibly, but he has an accent. Like a weird little accent that you can tell it's not his first language.
So, and people can't tell it's not your first language when you're speaking Spanish?
I don't think I have as much of an accent as he does.
So what's his family heritage?
He's Dominican.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Both parents Dominican?
Yeah, but okay. He speaks to his mom and his dad in Spanish more than I do. Me and my mom speak English all the time.
So if y'all were to move in together, would you let him put his stickball trophies in the living room?
You messed up.
What? Don't they play stickball?
They do. They play stickball.
When you're hooking up, do you use Spanish?
No.
That'd be hot.
Ay, Dios mío.
Hola.
Hola. No, 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 no.
Hola. Hola. Queso. Guacamole.
Sí, 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 sí.
Gol. Ole.
Hey.
¿Dónde es biblioteca? That's what it says. ¿Dónde es biblioteca?
So now,
or ¿dónde es el baño?
El baño.
What we have to do now is get the two of you to have a conversation in Spanish and let Rob judge whose Spanish is better.
Right.
Exactly.
It's the only way to decide this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny idea. We should definitely do that.
Rob, the Spanish expert.
Uh-huh. That's the only way to settle it.
I know.
She sounds thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's good that both of you have found a wonderful way to keep the authenticity of your native tongue alive. By talking shit about people
Hell
in restaurants.
You. You know? Why not? What? Why else would you use Spanish with someone not to talk shit?
I didn't say that. I think Spanish is a beautiful language.
Well, no, I think it's beautiful too, but I'm not out here just talking Spanish to everybody. If I'm going to do it, it's because I don't want all you other people to know what I'm saying.
Some people call it a language of love. Lexus calls it the language of talking shit.
Yup. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Talking shit. Well, if you just used English, you wouldn't have to be talking shit about people.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be mean anyway and talk shit? Why can't you just be kind?
Oh, don't even come at me with that, both of
y'all. Why can't you just be El Kindo?
No, y'all stay talking shit.
She's mean in English, too. 2 minutes ago, Rob came in and he's like, "It's hot in here." And she goes, "It's your hot ass breath."
I can talk shit in two languages. Yeah. That is
really
lit.
Can.
It's your hot ass breath.
It's your hot ass breath. Yep. I bet. And you go, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, shut up, bitch.
I ain't even been in there, bitch.
It was funny.
It's my favorite thing in the world to just roast everybody.
It's cold in my room. I don't know what you're doing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sweating.
That's your hot ass white breath.
Yep. Yeah, hot butt.
Yesterday after we've filmed the latest edition of the cooking show, Mr. Todd was sitting. He was doing some editing and all that after he had already eaten the dirty rice that I cooked for the featured dish. And he goes, oh, shit, out of nowhere. I said, what? He goes, I just had, you know how sometimes you get a piece of pepper stuck in your teeth or whatever? He said, I just got that out of my teeth, and then I bit down on it, and the end of my tongue now is numb. He was kind of struggling yesterday with the heat of the dirty rice.
He had a little baby.
No flavor.
The spiciness.
Right.
No flavor.
I thought you were going
to
call it
a bland
word.
Food. Yeah.
That's what he gets for eating TJ's cooking.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be like crying and sweating and complaining about little chili peppers. I'd be eating it up and be like, this is delicious.
Yeah, but they're not chili peppers.
Whatever.
You got some chili peppers in there?
You got to sweat him down first. Sweat him. Sweat the peppers.
Dirty rice is hot. I know. hot rice?
A little weakling. Sweat.
No, it was spicy.
Sure.
You know, especially. You
he's
know,
a man.
I love that.
If you're not used to eating spicy food, it's so spicy.
Or what are you saying? It makes him less manly, Alexis?
I'm not going to say that because he's watching us right now, but.
You know, Riggins always says that.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Somebody can't eat spicy food, like a guy can't eat spicy food.
Because my brother can't. He couldn't handle, like, peppermint toothpaste. My mom had to get him, like, bubble gum or, like, whatever the flavor was.
He told us that before. It's Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And I guess he still has to use that, right?
I don't know if he's gotten any better, but I didn't do that. I'm like, I swear to God, because I remember seeing him, like, what? Who's staying here? You got, like, Sesame Street toothpaste. You're 16 years old.
Did you ever make fun of your brother for the note that he wrote you? That you said you were going to...
I can't get a hold of him.
Oh, that's man. That's a whole other issue.
He's like dodging me since Christmas. Yeah, I don't know. Well,
he may have heard you say that you're going to talk shit about him.
Yeah, maybe
that letter that he wrote to you when
Which
you were a baby.
So cute.
Oh, well, I got it in my bag.
He was like, "Look at this guy. He's so dumb. He's like so sweet."
Like 6 years old, right?
I know, writing a letter to his little brother.
It's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. Because if you met him, you would understand why I'm laughing so hard. Because he's just like emotionally inarticulate.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
I don't know. So he's the opposite of you when it comes to.
Yeah.
He doesn't cry all the time and stuff. And
I don't know that I cry all the time, but no, he doesn't. He doesn't cry. He's also very, but he's also.
I don't know if I cry all the time.
I cry all the time, but he's also very dramatic, like kind of, which is a feminine trait. I'm not dramatic like
You're
that.
You're not dramatic?
Not like him. He was the one that said when he got his wisdom teeth out, my mom was like, bought Dove ice cream bars and was pulling them off the sticks and breaking them up in a little bowl for him. He's like, this is worse than having cancer. Because he had cancer. He had B cancer.
My God.
He's like, oh, shut the fuck up. He's just like a dramatic guy.
But would
I guess I could be a little dramatic, but not like him.
But would he be Googling most humane way to... To no, kill a butterfly.
I got a
or
soft
whatever.
Spot for animals. What do you want me to tell
no,
you?
No, I'm just asking. Is that the
type? No, you're
the
not. Ty- you're
yes,
trying to
I
make
am.
A point.
No,
which I understand.
No, but you say he's emotionally illiterate. So yeah. Is he? And I say, are y'all opposites?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I mean, he if you know, he may look at it like it's just a butterfly, bro.
Animals don't count for that.
That's what I say.
What is it?
No. Animals don't count.
No, they do count, but you know exactly what I'm trying to say.
You said it.
That's what you said.
I mean, listen, there's a dead rabbit in my backyard, and I'm not, like, you know, beside myself, but I'm going to throw it away. I just don't know. Yeah. I'm not broken up about it.
And why did you kill it again?
The rabbit?
Yeah.
I didn't kill the rabbit.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.